Sports Now. And it begins with yet another reminder of why do I bother? So Monty Williams, who...
Why do I bother?
Yeah, Twitter. Look, before we even start this, let me be very, very, very clear. I do not profess to know the National Basketball Association or the quality of coaches to any meaningful degree. I understand that there are other people who do this radio job differently than I do, and whether they are experts or just pretend to be experts, talk authoritatively about everything. That is not what I do here. You want to know more about the Brewers? We bring you Sophia Minert. Because she spends all of her time on that team and knows them inside and out. You want to know more about the Bucks? We bring you Eric Name and our Bucks buddy Justin Garcia from the Bucks Radio Network. Because they know the Bucks better than anyone. I just thought it was interesting that a guy who'd taken his team to the finals, albeit lost to the Milwaukee Bucks at them, had now become available. I also thought it was interesting that a team that added Kevin Durant midway through the season then lost him for a period when he slipped on a wet floor during warm-ups before his first game was supposed to be with the Suns, lost in their playoff series. Maybe they're not as bad as, or maybe they're not as poorly coached. Maybe there were other issues that led to their ouster. I don't know. I don't know if Monty Williams is a great coach, a good coach. I doubt he's a terrible coach, because terrible coaches don't get to the finals very often.
Yeah, but Bud wasn't a terrible coach either. Doesn't mean he shouldn't have been fired.
Agreed.
Right.
So, maybe this is the kind of guy that Giannis Antetokounmpo would like as his coach. And maybe he has some say. That was my thinking. So I tweeted that, Bucks, the news breaking. And I'll tell you what, I'm not sure, not everyone agrees on Twitter, I get that. But boy, were there a lot of people that thought this was a horrendous idea. Absolutely horrendous. Do you think this is a horrendous idea?
When people were pushing back at that, is it because, and this coming from a just a Bucks fan, is it because we're thinking he couldn't even beat
That's
Bud
exactly what they were saying.
That's kind of what I thought it would
be. He got out-coached by the guy we just fired.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. And one of the things that is tough about the NBA, you get these superstars, and your window tightens because everybody is worried that they're going to leave. And it's real simple for me, and I just tweeted this out. What does Giannis want? Giannis has proven that he deserves whatever he wants, we get him. Whether it's Thanasis, whether it's new chairs in the practice facility, I don't care what Giannis wants. You take Giannis out of here and you make Giannis unhappy and he leaves, this whole deal is a reset. So if you believe in Giannis, and I believe everybody believes in Giannis, I don't think there's anybody that doesn't believe in Giannis. There's some national punditry, but who cares? Locally, ownership, everything else. What does Giannis want? And is it a different defensive scheme? Is it somebody that will say, Giannis, I need you to go stop Jimmy Butler. Or we need to keep Brook Lopez. I don't care what it is. Giannis needs to have hand in what is being done here. So if Giannis wants Ty Lue, I want the Bucks to go get Ty Lue. If Giannis wants Monty, go get Monty. And now if he wants somebody, if he wants Doc Rivers, I'm going to say no thank you. I don't think we should do that. But my point on this is,
there's a limit.
Giannis needs to drive the bus here. He is your everything when it comes to this basketball program. And I think one of the genius parts about John Horst, he understands that. So that's where my head is at on this. And, yeah, people can get upset about Monty Williams. you arguing back that, well, Kevin Durant missed most of the season. Chris Paul continues to get hurt. And they still took the Nuggets, what, to six games? They got blown out. They got blown out against Dallas. Is it a perfect hire? There is no perfect hire. What do you want, Phil Jackson? Phil Jackson ain't coming back.
Red Auerbach.
He's 90, 80 years old. Greg Popovich. Hey, how many times has Greg Popovich won since Tim Duncan's left?
None.
How many times? How many times has he been one of the worst teams in the league? And he made the playoffs. And he ain't getting fired. It's hard. Winning consistently is hard. Who's done it? Other than Pop with Tim Duncan and Steve Kerr with Steph Curry and that crew. And even then, I believe when Klay got hurt, they went 2 or 3 years. They were a lottery team. They had the worst record in the league.
Yeah.
It ain't easy. This is not going to be easy. And I just look at this and say, Giannis, what do you need? What do you want? And that's what I'm trying to get done.
Sham Sharania tweeting 4 minutes ago, right before we started this conversation. The Bucks are expected to be among teams to seriously pursue Monty Williams. So they apparently think that he's at least worth considering. That will disappoint a number of folks who replied to this tweet. So my question is, and you said it, if Phil Jackson were younger and available, sign me up. If Eric Spoelstra was willing to leave Miami, I'd be interested in that, right? He seems to have the Bucks number and has won a lot of games and had a lot of success for a guy that I believe got hired in part because that's who LeBron wanted to coach that team when he went there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just think it's if Giannis wants him, Giannis should get him. But that also leads us down the path that we spent a very long time discussing regarding the quarterback
NBA
of the Green Bay
different.
Packers.
NBA is different. We learned lessons learned. NBA is different. You better be in sync. You better be synchronized or in synergy with your star player. If you're not, and that star player is not fully engaged or doesn't believe in what is being done, you're in trouble. So I get it. You're putting all your eggs in one basket. That's what the NBA is. You know who'd be good? Darvin Ham. I want Darvin Ham as the coach.
He's
going to
be. He's busy. He's getting ready for the Western Conference Finals, and then
getting ready
a
for the
Lakers
in the finals.
Then a Lakers Celtics Finals. Yes, indeed. All right. So I guess my question for you is then: should I just not say anything about this? Like, do you want to talk about it? Because apparently my qualifications are such that I have no business even bringing this up, even though apparently the Bucks are going to pursue him. So what am I supposed to do here, Tausch? You tell me.
What do you believe and what are your thoughts? We want your thoughts. Tell us what you think. Why do you care if somebody say, well, you're an idiot? You know, it sounds like Monty Williams is going to get the job. So, Bucks fans, tough break if you don't like him. And just because Giannis goes for a 50-burger and shoots free throws at a clip he's never shot in his life and he beats the Suns. Maybe Giannis is really good. Can we acknowledge that that's the case? Well, the Suns didn't adjust. They didn't. Well, the Bucks adjusted. What? Giannis is the best player on the court. That's why they won a championship. He was dinged up this year. He missed games. That's why the Miami Heat won. The Miami Heat were better too. I don't want to take anything away from the Heat. Mm-hmm. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks. But if Giannis doesn't get hurt in Game One and misses a bunch of games, you really think this was going to be smooth sailing and that this would have played out the way it did? Maybe. Maybe it would have. But I'll take my chances. So I just like I think there's a point where with, you know, Bud, he did his job. He won a world championship, and people don't like the way he adjusted in giving up, letting Jimmy Butler go. You know what else would have helped? P.J. Tucker. I keep just looking. Like, P.J. Tucker doesn't let Jimmy Butler go off like he did. And if Jimmy Butler doesn't go off, the Milwaukee Bucks are still playing. So it's not always just one thing. There's more to every story. Coaches get a lot of credit, and coaches get fired. That's the job you signed up for. Now, new energy, new blood is sometimes necessary to change things over. Monty Williams has coached a lot of basketball. He's won a lot of games. Does that mean that he's going to come and win a world championship with the Bucks? Nope. You know what'll help? Chris Middleton being healthy. Brooke Lopez staying healthy for a season. You know, being able to make some shots at the end of games. Not missing a bunch of free throws. And for as much as we love Giannis, Giannis hot potatoed at the end of that game.
He did. Yeah.
Giannis was playing hot potato. Giannis also, to his credit, takes onus. Unlike Joel Embiid and some other superstars. But Giannis knows he needs to be better too. And when you have a superstar that does that, you get him in alignment with your head coach, you have a much better chance to win a world's championship. That's what this next hire needs to be.
I honestly, my two thoughts were, he's been to the finals, and I think Giannis would really like him. And again,
what makes you think that, though? Because he talked to the team after the championship?
Well, one of the things, yeah. And then I do have a few people that I talk to from time to time who indicated that there is a mutual admiration there. That's all. So I thought, hey, if your star player is going to like him, maybe this is something to at least investigate. That was it.
Okay.
Then I was told what a complete and utter moron I am. So be that as it may, we'll see how this plays out. If they hire him, though, do I get to take some sort of like social media victory lap on all these people?
Yes, of course you do.
I don't see that as being
now. If he stinks and he gets fired after one year, then you also will get burned at the stake.
Yes.
So that's all. That's the game that you're playing.
I'm not gonna play. I'm gonna tap out. If he gets hired, I will just quietly fade back
I don't think you'll allow that. I think you'll see something. Somebody will tweet something, and you will push back because that's – you're a petty cat now. You should be in the NBA. You should be more – you're more NBA than you are NFL when it comes to pettiness. What is Ben Simmons thinking? He has been a colossal disaster of an NBA player since he missed that – wouldn't shoot that layup, and then he sat out pretty much the next 2 or 3 years, and he has the gall – to show a picture of him watching. He didn't play this season for the Nets.
Right,
and
they
he
shut
puts
him
a
down.
Picture up of the Sixers. What are you doing? Come, Ben Simmons, get out of here with that. That's
all right,
garbanzo.
So I'd like to explore who irritates you more, Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. Mm. Can we explore that and then play trivia after that?
We can.
Because he tried to co-opt Giannis's thing on failure, and it was completely not a comparison. And on top of that, he's got the gall to say that he and James Harden can't do it alone. We'll talk about that next. It's Will D. Tausch.